Welcome to the STC Daily Podcast. This year, having already looked at Acts and Ephesians, we're focusing on some other New Testament letters. If this podcast encourages you, why not pass on the link?
Welcome to Friday's podcast. Thank you for listening throughout this week. Next week, Mick, our team leader, will continue our series throughout the book of Colossians. Today, our reading is Colossians chapter 1, verses 21 to 23, but today we'll focus on verse 22. But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation. A thought for the day. I've said this before, but one of the reasons my dad came to faith is the witness of a fellow apprentice who was a Christian. At the age of 75, my dad still remembers this guy. Why? Because he was different. He didn't swear. This was in 1960, when my dad started his apprenticeship, a very different time to now. But this guy didn't drink to excess. Even though he was ribbed and mocked for his faith, he didn't react. He was different, and it made a huge impact. This is what I want to think about today. Relevance connects, but it's our difference that impacts. When we're around other people, it's so easy to conform. I'm genuinely surprised how many Christians swear these days. Personally, I think dropping the F-bomb is pretty foul-mouthed, and it's something that Paul addresses in his letters. Not the F-bomb exactly, but he does talk about swearing. That's just one tiny example. As the old adage goes, we're called to be in the world, but not of the world. You see, it's so easy to acquiesce to culture around us. But conversely, it's hugely tempting to withdraw from culture, not hang out with people who are different, and just wag our disapproving finger at people, and that's not helpful either. So genuinely, how do we remain in the world, but not of the world? And Paul's answer to some degree is to recognise that in Jesus, we've been made right with God, and presented what he says holy in his sight. Some people define holiness as being set apart, a life lived devoted to God. And the point Paul is making in today's short passage is that conversion to Christianity isn't just necessarily a one-time thing. It's not just a moment, it's an ongoing process. And the word often used is sanctification. To live a life of holiness, to quote Sandy Miller, again, the former vicar of HDB, said that holiness is a choice we make. It's God who makes us holy through Jesus, but it's our choice whether to submit to the Spirit of God who wants to make us more Christ-like. Throughout the first chapter of Colossians, Paul is at pains to spell out who we are in Christ, what our real and true identity is. When we're under extreme pressure, as the Colossians are, specifically from the culture around them, which doesn't share their values, doesn't understand their beliefs, and doesn't celebrate things that are in opposition to what they stand for, it's easy to live from a place of fear. In the face of such opposition, we can acquiesce or capitulate. I think this is a very real challenge for the church today. The things that we stand for, culture doesn't. It's not about arguing or fighting for our rights as Christians. It's about a deep awareness of where the belief systems around us are infiltrating what we believe. On that vein, I remember reading something recently that stayed with me for quite a long time. I read this: in 1874, the rector of St Aldate's Church in Oxford, a guy called Canon Christopher, held a conference entitled The Promotion of Scriptural Holiness. What really struck me was that at the time, the nation was going through very serious challenges, culturally and economically, and there was very concern about the church acquiescing to the culture. It said that this conference was seriously significant. 1,500 people gathered from all around the UK. The following year, there was another one in Brighton, another conference on holiness that attracted 8,000 people. And it's attributed that revivals in Wales, East Africa, parts of the Americas, and the Keswick Convention all started when people gathered passionately to call on the Lord to live a holy life, and the Lord used it powerfully. I wonder if we're in those times again. Whenever we're tempted to think, well, how can we make a difference? Let's remember that it's our relevance that connects, but it's our difference that impacts. A holy life makes an impact. Let's pray. Father, may we walk in greater holiness this day. Amen. Colossians chapter 1, verses 21 to 23. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation. If you continue in your faith established and firm and do not move from the hope held out in the gospel, this is the gospel that you heard and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
You were the Word at the beginning, one with God the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name. Can stand again.